The following essay was originally aired in 2005. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, May 7th, 9:30 a.m. Coburg Hills, Horse Rock Ridge. There are very few places that remain unaltered by human activity in western Oregon. In order to see lush collections of wildflowers that were once common here, one must travel to remote areas that have been overlooked by development due to their rugged nature and isolation. Below the eastern summit of the Coburg Hills, there are steep, hanging meadows that have survived as remnant sanctuaries for many plants that are now rare and endangered. This old logging road pierces through a thick layer of stratified clouds, submerging the forest into a profound foggy mist. Wisps of vapor float in silent harmony between the sturdy trunks of second-growth Douglas fir, red cedar, and western hemlock. Delicate golden-green palm-shaped vine maple leaves are beginning to unravel at the tips of airy branches in the moist, shaded understory. Wet, leathery Oregon grape and salal refocus and amplify the dim second-hand light into concentrated glistening jewels coating the surface of their leaves. Newly sprouting golden-brown sword fern fronds rise straight up from the base of the plants and abruptly curl downward, unfolding at an improbable angle. The spreading arms of a blossoming Pacific dogwood lean out over the trail. Its large white flower clusters are striking against the monotonous green forest foliage. The first people used the wood of this species for bows, arrows, implement handles, and clothing hooks. The famous ornithologist and painter John James Audubon wrote the first scientific description of this plant. His painting of the band-tailed pigeon shows the Pacific dogwood in the background, highlighting the bird's fondness for its fruits. The canopy reverberates with a symphony of birdsong, as many neotropical migrants have just arrived and year-round residents are claiming breeding territory. Visually, the forest is morbidly tranquil. The only bird I actually observe is a rufous hummingbird buzzing through the fog in a hurried course to an unknown destination. At my feet, a banana slug glides easily across the sharp, angular, rocky surface. The humid air and a cushion of slime insulate this naked mollusk from injury and discomfort. As I finally arrive at the summit, I am confronted with a fenced cell phone tower standing as an iron barrier to further progress. I follow the fence line until I notice signs of disturbance in the brush. The margins of a barely discernible path are lined with the mottled leaves and nodding creamy white blossoms of Oregon fawn lilies. I push through the bramble and with a few carefully chosen footsteps over a rocky outcrop enter a startlingly different world. The mountain plunges away drastically, leaving a breathtaking view toward the summit of the Cascades. The terrain is treeless, save for a few areas where Douglas fir has gained a foothold in sporadic hollows in the steep hillside. These meadows extend down the ridge for a mile or more. The thin layer of soil has buckled in some steeper areas, exposing the rocky base. Bits of color waving above the green grass reveal these remote hanging meadows are a sanctuary for many delicate wildflowers. Speckled green and brown chocolate lilies droop from bent stems at the top of the prairie. Patches of yellow western buttercup and spring gold dot the landscape. Lavender shooting stars, blue-eyed Mary, red paintbrush, white daisies, yellow monkey flowers, pink plectritus, and fleshy green stonecrop lie scattered over the rocky grassland. Rather than traipse across this fragile landscape, I choose to turn back and leave it as it is. As I take my first footstep back up the hill, I notice several predatory spiders vigorously scattering over the dense grass, illuminating yet another unseen world beneath these remote hanging meadows. Join the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at Basket Slough National Wildlife Refuge on Saturday, May 15th from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in celebration of the power of pollinators. As the weather warms up, the migratory birds return and butterflies flit back into the landscape. It's time to go outside. Bring your family to the refuge for a day of nature walks and kids' activities to learn about the interesting, beautiful, and important work of pollinators in the Willamette Valley. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.